Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And today, all roads lead west, broadcasting live from Bar West here in Richmond, Virginia, just off of Grove Avenue. Fantastic place. Craft cocktails, high-end spirits, great patio. You can bring the dog. There's such a cute dog sitting outside right now next to the broadcast as we are live and local here from 12 to 3 p.m. and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app as we are 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. It's time to go around the National Football League with our next guest who joins us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. It's Mark Schofield. What's going on, Mark?
What's going on, Adam? How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. And, in fact, yesterday I went to the bar with my friend, and we sat in a bar, drank cocktails, and just did NFL mock drafts. And it was hilarious. It was so much fun, you know, mocking it up left and right. We were all trading back to try to acquire more picks for the Washington Commanders. So as we look at this year's NFL draft, how do you think the first three picks are going to play out?
I mean, I do think that we are zeroing in on this draft starting at 4 because it certainly seems like the Tennessee Titans are locked into Cam Ward with the first overall pick. It's been trending that way for a while now. Obviously, the Titans have a glaring need at the quarterback position, and so it looks as if Cam Ward will be off the board first. Cleveland obviously could address quarterback, but with Kenny Pickett, with Joe Flacco, who they just agreed to a contract with today, everything I've heard out of Cleveland since basically the Senior Bowl has been they're going to wait at quarterback with the first pick and address it later in the first round or even at the top of the second, perhaps with Jalen Milroe out of Alabama. And after Colorado's NFL showcase, their pro day, which they had last week, it seems as if Cleveland has zeroed in on Travis Hunter, whether they use him as a receiver, as seems to be the case. That seems to be the most likely way they'll use him, or a corner will remain to be seen. But it seems as if Cleveland's going Hunter at 2. Then you've got the Giants on the clock at 3. Quarterback is a possibility there, but they do have Russell Wilson. They do have Jameis Winston. It seems as if they'd be willing to wait on quarterback as well, maybe address it later in the draft, maybe roll with those two players and see what shakes out next year, and go with Abdul Carter at 3. And so there you go. I think that's the way this will start, with Ward at 1, Hunter at 2, Carter at 3, and then the draft fascinatingly begins with the New England Patriots at 4.
Yeah, and you look and you say, New England doesn't really need a quarterback. Jacksonville doesn't really need a quarterback. Vegas doesn't really need one. Jets don't really need one. Panthers don't really need one. So Shador Sanders maybe slides to 9 to New Orleans, or somebody jumps up to go grab him. What do you think are the chances? Would you take over under pick number 8.5 for Shador Sanders?
I'm probably going to take the over with the way things are trending right now. Partly because when you have these players that are non-quarterbacks in this draft, you start thinking about New England at 4, they're probably going to take, you know, one of the two tackles, whether it's, you know, Will Campbell from LSU or Mewu from Missouri. They're probably going tackle, although they could go a couple different ways. Jacksonville seems like that's the landing spot for Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan. Could be an impact player at the next level. Certainly Jacksonville would love to bolster their defense. Ashton Jeanty seems like he's going to be the pick at six. It seems like you're getting a lot of teams that have needs at positions where they could go in a different direction. You think about the Panthers, who will be sitting, you know, right ahead of the Saints at eight. Edge is a need for them, so they're probably going to draft an edge. And so it seems like there will be teams that will be very happy to stay put because they've got players at positions of need, perhaps multiple players at positions of need that they can draft. I mean, the wild card might be the Jets. Would they be willing to come down a couple of spots for, say, the Saints to come up two spots to go get Shedeur Sanders? Maybe. But absent that, I really think Shedeur Sanders is going to fall to the Saints at nine, which I think would be a very good pick for them and a very good landing spot for him.
Mark Schofield with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline as we go around the NFL ahead of this year's NFL draft. So Cam Ward 1. Right, Travis Hunter 2, Abdul Carter 3. Outside of those three, who do you think is the most NFL-ready player that will be selected in the first round?
I mean, there are a couple of different ways you could go with this. There are a couple of different players at different positions you could go with this. I like McMillan from Arizona, the wide receiver. The more I've watched him, the more I've come away thinking that, look, NFL drafts are very deep at the wide receiver position with the way the game has been trending, not just at the college level, the NFL level, but at the high school level, at the peewee football level. The passing game remains king. So we're getting a lot of receivers that can come out each draft cycle that can contribute right away, whether it's players that go in the first round or players that might go on day three. There are NFL receivers at all levels of this draft, but the rare types are the ones that can line up on the boundary at the numbers, outside the numbers, not have that sort of two-way go, that option to release inside or outside that you see for slot receivers, and still win consistently on their route. So that's what McMillan brings. That's why I think he's sort of an NFL-ready type of player. I just talked about Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan. I think he's an NFL-ready player. I really do like Will Campbell, Adam. I know that there's been a lot of discussion about arm length when it comes to the tackle position, but you watch his technique, you watch his footwork. It's that old adage of use your legs, use your feet, I don't care, just get to the spot and beat the guy across from you. He can do it in a number of different ways, so I think he's a complete NFL player. And so, look, the three players we talked about at the top of the board, you know, particularly Hunter and Carter, they're NFL solid prospects. They're going to be immediate impact players as rookies, but there are players that will have starting roles that will contribute as rookies throughout this first round.
Mark, I think I really did expect Aaron Rodgers to show up at the Pat McAfee event and announce he was going to play for the Steelers. So where are we at right now? Are you leaning towards retirement? Is there another team that's going to pop up as we get closer to draft night?
I mean, I expected the same thing. I think you and I were the same mind there. I expected him to walk out on stage wearing, you know, waving a terrible towel and say, look, this is where I'm playing next year. I think that would have been a, you know, tremendous sort of bit of content there, but it didn't happen. I think if you're Pittsburgh, you kind of need an answer on this sooner rather than later, because you're sitting there pick 21 and, you know, Jackson Dart might be an option for you, or who you just visited with, Shedeur Sanders himself. If he somehow falls out of, you know, the top 10 and he's available at, say, pick 14, pick 15, you might want to go up and get him if you haven't addressed the quarterback position yet. And so I think Pittsburgh wants an answer. I do think it still is trending towards the Steelers being where he signs for next year. Now, whether that happens this weekend, whether that happens next week, remains to be seen. But, you know, the music has almost stopped here in this game of quarterback musical chairs. I mean, now with Cleveland, you thought that might have been an outside shot. You know, they go with Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, and they'll probably address quarterback on day two, or maybe they come back into the first round. You know, the landing spots are starting to be eliminated here for Aaron Rodgers, and I think it's getting close to time where he has to make a decision. I still think it's trending towards him going to Pittsburgh.
Mark Schofield with us here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. But you can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Owen tweets us, what is the missing piece for the Baltimore Ravens to win the Super Bowl?
I mean, you could go a few different directions here. I mean, I know, you know, Ravens fans are sort of always wondering about when can they get explosive playmaking in the passing game. I think they've made some moves there. It wouldn't surprise me to see Baltimore pick up, you know, as I mentioned earlier, wide receiver depth is very good in this draft class. You are going to get some players on day three that are going to contribute, you know, might be players out of the slot. I think that might be something that the Ravens could look for later in the draft. And I do think that this is a good team that has the pieces around Lamar Jackson. Just making sure that you can be as hyper-efficient as possible in the pass game is something that I think is always going to be advantageous here in today's NFL and advantageous for a quarterback like Lamar Jackson. So you think about some of those day two, day three options that could be available at the wide receiver position. I know, look, Restrepo from Miami has had a bad pre-draft process. He runs the 4.8 at his pro day, and people look at that and think, that's not somebody that's going to be able to play at the National Football League level. You're not asking him, you're not drafting him to run a 40-yard dash. You're not drafting him to run go routes. You're drafting him to win in the short area and give your quarterback some quick, easy reads and throws. So a player like that on day three, I think, would be very important for Baltimore to go and get to give Lamar Jackson some of those easier routes when you've got obviously some options in the passing game outside the numbers. You've obviously got the tight end position as well. So I think a player like that would be a very good piece for Baltimore.
Mark, really appreciate you taking the time, man. Thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, Adam. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are 2 weeks away from the 2025 NFL Draft, and we'll go around the NFL a little bit later on the show today. You can always tweet us your thoughts or call in 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I've got to read you, Stubb, before we get into the Richmond Commander, this tweet that I got from a Titans fan. All right, and he said he wants to call into the show, but he's busy with work today, but he wanted to tell me a Titans update. So we know the Titans have the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft. He says, AWOD, you know the expression, eat crow. If the Titans do not draft Cam Ward, I will eat a piece of actual crow. If we can't find some, that's how sure I am we are taking Cam Ward. He said, even if they trade the pick, I am eating crow. That's how confident I am. He even said, if they have crow jerky, wow, I will get some. He believes the Titans are all in on Cam Ward. And we talked about this a few weeks ago. It just makes sense when you look at their roster. There's no quarterback that most NFL fans would even know their last name. Like Tyler Blough, outside of Will Levis, they've just got an awful quarterback room right now. It feels like Cam Ward is the perfect fit for them. I'm just not sure he'll be able to have the best rookie year, given the fact that the Titans have so many other holes on the roster. I'd said this immediately when the offseason started. The best-case scenario, I think, for the Titans would be to find somebody that's willing to give them a loot, give them a whole bag for that pick at number one overall, because they need about five or six impactful players in this year's NFL draft. But it is time. It's 1 p.m., which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, Baltimore?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So John Kime reported that the Commanders would like to find a dynamic running back capable of playing on every down. Brian Robinson Jr., is he capable of playing on every down? Austin Eckler, is he capable of playing on every down? They added Deebo Samuel. They still feel like there's a need at the running back position. Could that be an option at number 29 overall or in the second round? I opened the show by asking the question, 833-804-0910. Would you rather Washington draft a running back or a wide receiver in the first round if that's the two options? I would prefer a wide receiver. I think you're going to get more of an impactful player in the first round. I think that's more of a position of need right now. I'm excited for Deebo Samuel. You re-signed Noah Brown. You brought in a retired Michael Gallup, Luke McCaffrey. There could be a lot more sex appeal at that wide receiver position here in Washington. Now, I would totally be so down with Trayvon Henderson or Omarion Hampton as well. When I did my own mock drafts yesterday with my buddy, we traded back every time. We traded back that 29th overall pick for like 34 and 56 or 36 and 57, and we were able to get Travion Henderson in the second round with that pick. I think he will be around the second round, still be available for Washington if that's the option that they choose to go with at running back. I would totally be okay with a Matthew Golden if that wide receiver out of Texas fell to them in the first round. Speaking of wide receivers for the Washington Commanders, Noah Brown was being interviewed and asked about his offense coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury. Let's take a listen.
Just putting me in a bunch of different positions, you know, trusting me to run the whole route tree, and also using my ability as a blocker as well. I feel like he did a very good job of balancing my role and making it hard for defenses to know exactly, you know, what I'm in the game for when I'm in certain spots. And I think he does a good job of that for everybody in the offense, and that's why we had some success.
Well said by Noah Brown. I really think the blocking downfield was a big part of why they moved on with the trade from Jahan Dotson and found success with the Texans receiver who was cut, Noah Brown, because he can run the whole route package, because he was committed to blocking downfield. He even said in his introductory interview here in Washington, he would be willing to play special teams. He wanted to show the coaching staff he's willing to do anything and everything to get on the field to help that team win games. And I loved what Noah Brown did for Washington this past year, but I still think it's a position of upgrade. I mean, this is a guy that was cut by the Texans last year during training camp. He ends up in Washington, another man's trash, another man's treasure, and he had a great year, but I still think there's guys in this draft that would be more impactful this year than Noah Brown if Washington were able to draft them. Adam Peters talked to reporters, and remember, Adam Peters was brought in here to Washington to be a draft expert, all right? He has made some trades that we really like. He's made some great, really great free agent signings like Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz. But really, it was to be a draft expert. When you think about what he did last year, you know, Jaden Daniels was the obvious pick. There was no really diving into that. It was Jaden Daniels. It was obvious. If you couldn't get Caleb Williams, you were going to go Jaden Daniels. But how about the Johnny Newton pick? Mikey Sainer still. That was a trade back in which you allowed your rival in the division to get Cooper DeJean. And yet, I still think every Commanders fan would say, I'd rather have Mikey Sainer still than Cooper DeJean after what I saw from them their rookie seasons. And so you also traded back, acquired another pick. You were able to get Johnny Newton, Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sennett, some really impactful players. And next up is Adam Peters has to do it all again this year's draft. They have to find a way to bring in 3, 4, or even 5 impactful players. I think that's by trading back out of the first round and acquiring more picks. Let's take a listen to the Commanders general manager Adam Peters and his mindset heading into the 2025 NFL draft.
Yeah, I think you always want to go into a draft with that mindset, and you never really want to go into a draft saying, I need to draft this position or this player, because that's, you know, oftentimes that's when you make a mistake, when you reach for a guy, you talk yourself into a guy being better than he is just because you need it so bad. So we feel really good that we don't have to reach for a certain position or player. We can go in and, you know, pick the best guy that fits our team at any position, really.
That's so interesting, because I think most of the fan base would argue that they do need to reach for edge rusher. I was talking to some buddies. I'm not sure that's the case with Dan Quinn's changing the formation from a 4-3 to a 3-4. Maybe you could argue, all right, they need an edge rusher. They more need a second Frankie Louvu. With this change here, Louvu will be your more of an outside linebacker, rusher off the edge, blitzing linebacker. You need one of those guys on the opposite side. We also need another Bobby Wagner in the inside to replace him when he's gone. So as much as there is an emphasis on this team getting an edge rusher, I think you could argue outside linebacker is a position of need. And you just heard Adam Peters say, we're not going to reach just because we feel like we need that position. They're feeling pretty comfortable with the guys they currently have on the roster. And that's the most important thing. We talked to Logan Paulson when the draft ended, the former Commanders tight end that now hosts the Take Command podcast on Odyssey. He said a good general manager's mindset will be in the offseason to fill out the roster with the NFL free agency and trades. And then your roster is set and you sprinkle in a few extra pieces from the draft, but you don't want to go into the draft needing to fill out your roster. if you want to chime in. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. You could be the quarterback of this segment, 833-804-0910. We've taken the show on the road away from our normal Friday location of River City Roll. We are here at their sister restaurant today, Bar West, off of Grove Avenue. Love this place. Fantastic. Happy hour Tuesday to Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. with $5 rail liquor, $6 house wine, $2 off house cocktails, and more. And that includes BOGO, buy one, get one half off all day apps. Tuesday to Sunday, happy hour here at Bar West. And Stubbs running the ones and twos. And Stubb knows that Michael Phillips and I had a once-in-a-lifetime experience in Las Vegas during last year's Super Bowl Radio Row, when Michael purchased tickets for myself and him and Grant Paulson to go to the Sphere and see U2. And it is one of the only things I've ever experienced that was better than the hype. and the hype is real. And people have been talking about the Sphere nonstop since it opened, and that talk has kind of died down, but I can tell you it was an unbelievable experience, one I'd love to do again. And the lead story here on Netflix today is that you might have the opportunity to go to see the Sphere, but not just to see a musical act, maybe a classic movie. It's time for Netflix on the Fan.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
Stub, have you heard about this story at all that I am referencing with the Sphere?
No, I'm not hip to this at all. I'm excited to learn.
So I think this is pretty cool. So Google has stepped up to bring the first feature film into the Sphere in Las Vegas with the help of generative AI. Google is working to take the original and make it work on the Sphere. So how does that work? Well, this movie was shot in Technicolor, premiered in a 1.371 screen ratio. All right, the Sphere, after this movie appeared on a 65-foot by 30-foot screen, well, the Sphere is 160 times larger. It uses 64,000 LED titles, 16K by 16K LED resolution. So Google is currently going frame by frame right now to create an ultra-high-definition imagery. Sphere Entertainment CEO James Dolan admits the undertaking of this project is clearly a leap of faith that Google can pull it off. They're trying to accomplish making the 1939 classic The Wizard of Oz pop on the massive screen at the Sphere. And I think that's awesome, Stub. I think that's so cool. I know that there was talk about them trying to do a movie, and there are probably some better movies to pick, but you know, you got the hype of Wicked being out right now, and Wicked 2, I guess, next year, and that's one of those movies where you could, I feel like you could turn on The Wizard of Oz at any point and enjoy it.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
You know, it's a classic for a reason. It's just a
it's one of the
jolly good time.
Best classic movies of all time. There's so many iconic scenes. The imagery is fantastic. The yellow brick road. Imagine that on a screen that's 160 times larger than normal movie screens. Literally 64,000 LED tiles. I think that would be so cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly that film was never made or in any way crafted to be seen in this way. So I guess it remains to be seen how well it translates to a completely different experience.
Yeah. I wonder what's the next few steps for the Sphere here. All right, so they did musical acts. Next is they're trying to, you know, take a classic movie, blow it up on that screen. I want live sporting events on that screen. I want to watch the NBA Finals, the NCAA Championship game, the College Football Championship game, and maybe even the Super Bowl at the Sphere. That would be so cool. Because the thing about it is, there's really no bad seat. In fact, I think Michael and I both argued that the one bad seat in the Sphere is actually the VIP seating, because you're in a box, and so you can't kind of look above you. You can't get the full kind of 360 degree view as you can when you're in the upper decks or when you're down low. But the Sphere, it's real. The hype is real. Absolutely check it out if you can get out to Vegas. Anything you wanted to bring up on Netflix today, Stub?
Let's see what I grabbed here. Oh, my story's refreshed. I do wanted a quick ask before we move on this. There's no motion sickness?
From the Sphere?
Yeah.
No. I didn't think so.
Okay.
The seats don't move at all. They do kind of like blow something around your butt when there's bass. Like there's some kind of,
there's
it was
like
crazy.
Some vibrations.
Well, dude, when U2 was balling out and they were, you know, doing their most famous song, Vertigo, I wasn't getting vertigo, but I was feeling something around my waist that was weird.
But interesting.
It was cool.
Good to know.
I enjoyed it. New episode of Survivor this week was awesome, and I'm excited to watch the latest episode of The Studio. Again, people need to check this out. You got to give it a try. It is Seth Rogen, and it's really well done. It's really well done, and I think a lot of people are starting to catch on. See, episode 2 was just like a masterpiece. It was so good. Do you have any interest, Stub, or are you just...
Yeah, I plan on checking it out when I have a moment. I did want to bring up that the Oscars in 2027 for the 100th Oscars will finally introduce the stunts category. Do you remember this being a big
Fall Guy did its job.
If
right?
you remember that being a big talking point when the Fall Guy was out, and it's totally a deserved category. A lot of people put so much work into it. It's a very cool, very important, long-standing thing in Hollywood, and I'm glad.
Yeah, I'll give you $10 if you can name a stuntman right now.
I mean, David Leitch. He's a director now, but he used to be a stunt coordinator and do stunts.
The judges say you do not get awarded $10 with that
That is an answer.
He's not a current stuntman, though.
You did not say current.
Turned into a director.
You did not say current.
Can you name a current stuntman?
Can I name a current stuntman?
I'll raise it $20.
No, but I'd like my $10.
I'm still trying to figure out why people are going to the Minecraft movie and shouting chicken jockey, and it's a story that keeps going and going
and going. Brought a live
the director
chicken.
Is now and the director is now thanking the kids because Chicken Jockey, I guess, has given this movie another life.
Yeah, I mean, it's making him a lot of money.
I saw it.
No one cheered in my audience. Admittedly, there were like 10 other people there, but there was no
loud
applause.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a movie where people are like throwing drinks and popcorn and standing up and screaming things like this.
Yeah, this is kind of a new...
Gen Z's losing their mind over this movie.
I think we're going to alpha with this one. I think it's skewing even... Gen alpha. Like, we're going down to the...
What is Gen alpha?
I can find the exact age range real quick, but I think it's...
But what would be your guess?
Baby's doing that. So it's 2010 and on. So we're talking like the 15 and youngers. I think that's who's doing this.
Who's letting these kids go to the movies without their parents? My goodness. That's crazy.
I don't know.
All right. So I watched a movie last night I give you a rating for. It is called Mickey 17. Bong Joon-ho is the director of Parasite, and I think that is a freaking masterpiece. It's perfectly crafted, an amazing start, a fantastic finish, every little detail of the plot. I just think it's I am obsessed with the movie Parasite. So that's why I was willing to pay for Mickey 17. I heard some decent hype. I love Robert Pattinson. I wish I could give it a better rating. It is a clunker. It is a very interesting sci-fi thriller, and it makes you think. I've been texting my buddy who I watched with all day about I'm still thinking about how they have the technology to 3D print human bodies in the movie, and then they just plug in this little computer to your brain, and it just gives you back your memories of. So you could basically die and then die and die and keep living forever because they just reprint your body, and that's kind of how there's Mickey 1, 2, 3 all the way to 17 that sets the, the narrative for the movie there. So that part of it's really interesting. They leave Earth and they go to a different planet. It's kind of interesting, but it's just parts of it are awful. The character that Mark Ruffalo plays is just a stupid, like, dumb version of Donald Trump or something. I don't know what they're thinking with that. He's like the only star in and outside of Pattinson, and yet he's the worst part of the movie, in my mind. There's a decent love story to it, but it gets like a weird twist in it. I think my final rating is 2 out of 5. Mickey 17, not worth the money. If I paid about $17 to watch it, I'd like it all back.
You like it all back?
Yeah. Yeah, I really would. Unfortunately, I really thought it was going to be good. Can I squeeze this in lastly? I know we're behind, but Owen Wilson's got a golf comedy series. It's called Stick, and it will be coming to Apple TV Plus. Owen Wilson, hey guys, it's Owen Wilson, will be playing a former golfer whose life has gone off the rails until he takes on mentoring a teen golf prodigy. In the teaser, Wilson is hard at work selling golf clubs, owning for a customer to hit back with, my wife says I'm too chunky to play. And so this will be coming out July 23rd to Apple TV Plus. I am all in on Apple TV Plus right now. Obviously, Ted Lasso, it was announced there would be a season 4. I am currently watching their new show, The Studio, and I finished season 2 of Severance, which I do think is the best TV show that is currently out right now. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Today, all roads lead west. We're broadcasting live from Bar West off of Grove Avenue here in Richmond, Virginia. And joining us right now on the Dean Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to do a little Commander's Corner with us, it's Craig Hoffman. What's going on, Craig?
What's up, AWOD? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, and we are 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. And, you know, I've been kind of doing a bunch of mock drafts every night, having some fun with my friends. We did a four-round mock draft yesterday, and our goal was to try to trade back as much as possible and acquire more and more picks. What do you think about 29 overall? What are the possibilities? What are the percentage chances right now you'd say that Washington makes a selection at 29?
I think the chances they make it are probably like 75-80%. The chances they want to make it are like 5. Because the reality is this draft is loaded with kind of fringe first round, second round type of players. And so when you're sitting there at the back end of the first round, of course you would like to move back knowing that there's a clump of players that you could get 5 picks, 6 picks, 10 picks later and accumulate extra draft capital. The problem is everybody else is in the same boat. So you have to be able to find a trade partner. Now, if Shedeur Sanders falls and or Jackson Dart is still available, is there a chance that a team wants to trade up and get their quarterback with the fifth-year option on the contract? So a first-round pick comes with an extra year attached to it, the way the contracts are structured. Yeah, there's a possibility. I could also see if a team wants, like, Josh Simmons, the offensive tackle, out of Ohio State. They think he's a long-term solution. They want that extra fifth-year option at what is a very expensive position, and to have an extra year of rookie money is a huge discount in that fifth year. Yeah, I could see that happening. Wide receiver, whatever. There's definite possibilities. But I think in a draft where there's not a ton of blue chip talent, some of the big expensive positions are a little thinner. They're going to want to trade out, but I don't know if there's going to be a possibility to actually do it.
Yeah, I think it's probably most likely they draft an edge rusher, and then I wonder, what do you think is more important, running back or wide receiver? Michael Phillips has been pushing running back. I would push wide receiver as something I think would be more important, that you could get a player of great value in the second round there.
No, I totally agree. I think wide receiver, especially at 29, I'm looking much more wide receiver. And frankly, even at 61, I'm probably looking more wide receiver if there's someone available. Because there are, I'm trying to remember the numbers, I was looking at a bunch of them last night, but I think on Dane Brugler's top 100, he's got, or on his running back list, he's got 20 guys with fourth round grades or better. Like, that's an insane number. The depth in this running back class is outrageous. So the ability of getting a genuinely good player, someone who could play minutes for you immediately, of a power back, a speed back, a guy who's got great hands, a guy who can't catch the ball at all but is a great runner, like, pick your style. That guy's available in some decent version in the fourth or fifth round. I don't know how many guys are available fourth or fifth round that can play NFL receiver immediately. I mean, Luke McCaffrey last year, you know, he's a late third rounder, and he struggled to adapt on some level as a rookie and be as impactful and reliable as they wanted him to be. But that's also why you're a third rounder. That's not a shot at Luke. It's just like that's the reality of this league. Whereas at 29, you know, we did our first mock draft as a show yesterday on the air, and I wound up picking for the Commanders. I had the odd picks. Anthony, my producer, had the even picks. And the way the board fell, I took Emeka Egbuka, the receiver out of Ohio State. I think he's a really good fit in Washington, just a super professional receiver. His ceiling might be a little lower, but, like, he can play right now, and he can play multiple spots, which next to Terry and Debo, like, that's an ideal fit in a lot of ways. So I could see them going wide receiver early if all of the edges are off the board. But I certainly think if they can get one of Shamar Stewart, Donovan Azaraku, et cetera, Mikel Williams to fall to 29, I would be sprinting to the podium for those guys.
Craig Hoffman with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You can check him out daily on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, or tweet us at AWOD Radio. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. And, Craig, you're going to like this. Just received a DM from Michael who says, I'm a big fan of Craig Hoffman and the Take Command podcast. Can you give him my mock draft and let him and ask him to chime in here? So he had Washington drafting Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden. They must have traded back because they also got safety Xavier Watts, then edge rusher Braden Swenson, Cameron Scataboo at pick 95, and closed out with Dorian Strong out of Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I mean, Golden's a really interesting player. We had a guy that Matthew would be familiar with, or Michael, sorry, would be familiar with if he listens to the show, Jeremy Green, who was on with us, tremendous draft analyst. And he kind of scared me on Golden because the idea of Golden is great, right? He's got 4.29 speed. He's a pretty smooth route runner. And you're like, all right, well, sign me up for that. But his production was just not very good in college. And when you look at the best guys in college or the best guys in the pros and like their production levels in college, they produce in college. And so the lack of production scares the daylights out of me with Golden, but also at 29, the raw tools and what he did do, like that, it's not like you're drafting him at 10. Like if I'm the Cowboys at 12, where he is being mocked a lot, I don't know that I want to do that. At 29, that's a risk I'm willing to take. So I like that. You know, the Scatabo pick is really interesting. I think Dane Brugler has him as like his 12th or 13th back. Trevor Sikkema at PFF's got him as his third back. So when we talk about the running back stuff, like that is a huge deal in terms of the variety of different kinds of backs, what you're looking for, and the differences in opinion on those guys. You know, getting a safety, don't hate that for depth. I think that overall is, you know, solid use of the pitch. You get an edge rusher a little bit later. I think that's necessary, obviously. So I think all the positions are right, and we're just going to see how the board falls on draft day / draft days.
Craig, last question here. Who is your personal favorite player? Not guy that's going to go to the Commanders, not a guy that might even go number one, but who's your personal favorite player in this year's draft?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I've focused so much more of my energy on guys that I think Washington can have. So like a lot of the top players in this draft, I actually haven't spent a lot of time with because I just don't like they ain't getting Abdul Carter. They're not getting Travis Hunter. I think Hunter's fascinating because I think skill wise, he could genuinely play both ways in the pros. But I am so fascinated by just understanding logistics of how the NFL works, how you would possibly do that. Game plans are so much more sophisticated in the NFL than in college. And that's not me saying Travis Hunter can't handle a game plan in the NFL. It's they are meeting at the same time offensively and defensively to go over all of these details. He can't be in two places at once. So if you want to try to use him both ways, how do you structure his day and his week to maximize his value? That to me is endlessly fascinating, and how the different teams might use him. I would probably use him mostly as a corner with a small package of offensive plays, but I could see trying to make the argument the other way too. So I'll go Hunter for those reasons, because I'm just genuinely fascinated by how his life in the league is going to be.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, and I'm with you on playing him as cornerback. You heard it here first. My guy is Ashton Jeanty. I think he's going to take over the league.
Great
Craig,
choice. He's sick.
I really appreciate the time, man. Wish we could talk more on the Commanders, but we've got to run to a Masters update. Thank you so much for the time, man.
We're running those on our show too, Adam. I understand.
Yeah, we feel it. We want to do content, but we got to run the break. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.